Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For the world we're gonna make.
The Schmig.
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
And we start off the Schmig this morning with some concerning news. It doesn't look good for Glee actress Naya Rivera. She's still missing after going out on a boat with her four-year-old son yesterday afternoon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were on a lake in Southern California. She rented the boat. They were both seen going out on the lake together. About 3 hours after leaving the dock, another boater found this boat just drifting with a child asleep on board.
Oh, that's just heartbreaking.
Oh, no.
Authorities were notified. They started searching from the air. They have a dive team. They had to stop overnight, but they said they were going to resume this morning at first light and called it a possible drowning. The child had on a life vest. An adult life vest was found on the boat, so we don't know if she had... if she was wearing a life vest on the boat or not.
Oh, shoot.
Ugh. Heartbreaking. Naya played Santana Lopez on Glee for 6 years, and was also on the CBS sitcom The Royal Family and in the film The Master of Disguise. So we'll bring more news to you as soon as we get it.
Oof.
On a much, much happier note, her Glee co-star Jane Lynch is going to be hosting the reboot of The Weakest Link on NBC.
Oh!
The Weakest Link.
Yep.
Yeah, can't you just picture Jane Lynch
yes!
saying that?
She looks a little bit like the original host in a way, you know? That same...
she's a woman?
No, they have the same kind of look. They have that same kind of hair.
It's the same haircut-ish.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give them that.
I'm trying to think who's
got the same hair.
Who was the...
You are The Weakest Link.
Goodbye.
Yeah, remember around that time you had The Weakest Link, you had Simon Cowell on American Idol, and people were like, we're too nasty.
Yeah.
You look at real life right now and it's like, oh, Weakest
right?
Link wasn't that bad. He just said,
really?
Goodbye.
No kidding.
Kanye West claiming a lot of things lately as he's announced he's running for president. He claims he had coronavirus back in February, but I do not want to make any jokes about Kanye West. According to sources, TMZ says friends and family believe he is in the throes of a serious bipolar episode.
Oh.
He has one around once a year, and they feel like he's in the middle of one now.
Really?
Announced over the weekend he's running for president. He apparently did a rambling interview with Forbes. And people around him are worried, but they think that just as in the past, things will stabilize.
Well, okay. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So I've just seen so many jokes thrown around.
Yeah.
And mental illness is not something we joke about. So just know that there is something else possibly behind this. Let's talk about another reboot. The Weakest Link being rebooted, but what about a Wonder Years reboot? Are you on board?
I love the Wonder Years, although, boy, that'd be... Who are they casting?
Okay, so it's going to be a twist. It looks like Lee Daniels, who created Empire, is going to reboot The Wonder Years on ABC, and they are going to follow a black family in the late 60s.
Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah.
A black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama in the late 60s, making sure it was their Wonder Years, too. That's what one of the releases said. So Lee Daniels is going to executive produce, and it looks like Fred Savage, who originally starred in The Wonder Years,
love him,
will be on the show,
is going to direct some of the episodes.
Wow. Oh, that's actually interesting. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I believe The Wonder Years is available on Amazon Video, Amazon Prime, and I went back and watched a couple episodes. Just the first episode, you see him like in love with Winnie, and you're like, oh.
See, that doesn't just, I loved it.
I know.
Any word yet on who might be the narrator?
No.
Because Daniel Stern did the original One Year Years, and he was so good.
He was so good. Yeah, that's a good, that is a key role.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've just kind of, what did they do? They handed out a pilot production commitment. So it looks like nothing's even been filmed yet. And I don't know that it's even been cast. But man, I'm excited. I'm excited about a new Wonder Years for sure. And Katy Perry revealing her album cover art with some virtual popped balloons. She's like popping balloons one by one until you finally see the cover of her new album.
Oh, boy.
Not as exciting as the one of your reboot for me.
No.
All right, that's Entertainment Schmick. More at 840, more online at Y98.com. And, 840 Schmick, we're going to delve into Mariah Carey and her new memoir. You know that's...
Entertainment Schmig.
Now that's entertainment.
On The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness in July for only $4. We do not have an update on Naya Rivera. We talked about her in the 640 Schmig. She went missing from a lake in Southern California yesterday. She was on a boat. She rented a boat with her four-year-old son. They were seen going out on the lake together. And then a boater found Naya's boat drifting with her son asleep on board. And search crew said they were going to resume diving and searching for her this morning. Just awful. Lady Antebellum. Just a few weeks ago, they said they were changing their name to Lady A. And a Seattle blues singer said, not so fast. Anita White has been going by Lady A for quite some time. They shared a couple social media posts together saying that they had a Zoom meeting and things were going well and they were going to work on some sort of, they were going to come to some sort of agreement or understanding. Well, Anita hired a new legal team and they are asking for $10 million.
Oh!
From the country, band.
Don't you think they would have researched that better? Don't you think? Or maybe they did and she just didn't pop up. You know what I mean?
They go by Lady A. Like, they've been going by that for a while, but it was never, like, their name.
I see.
So I think that maybe that's why they thought, oh, we're good. We're fine.
I see.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. The band filed a suit yesterday in Nashville. It looks like they have a case. They registered Lady A as one of their names back in 2011.
Oh.
And they've been using Lady Antebellum and Lady A interchangeably since 2006, 2007, and no one challenged them about it until this year. That's what their lawyers are saying.
Yeah.
The band wants a court declaration saying they can use the Lady A trademark and continue to use it without infringing on anyone's rights. They said they're willing to keep sharing the name with Anita. So this went from like,
we're gonna
we're all gonna figure this out too.
Ugly.
Lawsuits, very quickly. Mm. Yeah, I think Anita. I think they said, let's just share it, and I don't know if I would be cool with that if I were Anita.
Yeah,
she's had the name a lot longer. Mariah Carey. Oh, this is so good.
I just want to take a sip of tea if they'll let me. They told me there would be tea.
Yeah, just grab a hot cup of tea and curl up with a book. And by book, I mean Mariah Carey's new memoir. She said yesterday on social media that it took her a lifetime to have the courage and clarity to write this. Yes!
Oh my gosh.
She wants to tell the story of the moments, the ups and downs, the triumphs and the traumas, the debacles and the dreams that contributed to the person she is today.
I assume someone helped her write this. In other words, you know what I mean? English is good.
Yeah. Let's hope. But it is very interesting in this letter that she posted on Instagram. She said, what was the one thing she said that was interesting?
Was that it?
She went into her childhood and gave the scared little girl inside of her a big voice. She let the abandoned and ambitious adolescent have her say, and the betrayed and triumphant woman she has become tell her side.
Wow.
I like it.
I mean, she is, I just love her. I love over Christmas when she talked about her Christmas, like what she does for Christmas. It's so over the top, Sue. And she was like, I prepare an extravagant Christmas breakfast with the help of my sous chef.
On the stool. Wow. They do it all.
Yeah, right.
That's great.
And she talks about like shopping in Aspen with her personal shopping assistant. I mean, it's just like this whole other universe that she lives in. So I'll be really interested to see how this memoir goes. It's
going to
be juicy. And if she can narrate the audiobook,
I might recommend that for book club. Can you imagine the looks on everybody's faces when I say, let's read Mariah Carey? I love it.
And finally, there's a new Wolfman movie in the works. You know, Universal originally wanted to connect all their classic monsters.
Oh, that's right. With Tom Cruise. He did The Mummy. Yeah.
The Mummy bombed with Tom Cruise. So that whole dark universe they were planning kind of fell apart. So they're concentrating on standalone films. And the next one is Wolfman starring, get this, Ryan Gosling. I mean,
hey,
sounds
girl.
Interesting, right? Ryan Gosling isn't signing up for some lame Wolfman movie.
That's true. I would assume not.
And apparently, the person who directed Invisible Man with Elizabeth Moss is in talks to direct Wolfman. So I think it can be pretty good.
Did anybody see that? That looked really good to me, the Invisible Man. But it's scary enough that I did not pull the trigger.
Too scary for me. Yep.
Too scary? All right, then I'm out.
And Wolfman might be scary, but Ryan Gosling,
right,
girl, he can ease your fears. It's all right. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com, including us talking about some reboots in the 640 Schmig, Weakest Link game show coming back with Jane Lynch, and
Equity.
Y98, Justin Bieber and Quavo on the Wake Up with Jen and Tim. Tim, unfortunately, under the weather today, not here. Lance on vacation. Sue Thomas in for him. And I'm Kevin with Celebrity Birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of famous people born today, July 9th. We've talked about this guy twice this morning already, and how he's going to be part of the Wonder Years reboot. So how old is Fred Savage?
Oh, I brought you a special present.
What is it?
Open it up.
A book?
That's right. When I was your age, television was called books.
Princess Bride.
I love the Princess Bride so much.
See, we were talking last week. My kids asked me what my favorite movie is of all time, which is like so tough. But that's up there.
It has to be, right? Yeah. It's just the best. Even if you see just a little snippet of it, you're sitting down to watch the entire thing.
I know.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father? Prepare to die.
And Mandy Patinkin, by the way, when we interviewed him, he said the Inigo Montoya.
Yes. He did?
He was awesome.
He did. Oh, but yes.
Awesome.
Wallace Shawn would not say inconceivable.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Why?
He refused.
Yeah, he said something to the effect that it was like, imagine if you had a great sandwich once at lunch, and everybody kept asking you about that one sandwich.
Oh, he was so... It's like, you know what? Be grateful for
right?
that role.
I totally agree. Come
yeah,
on.
Mandy, I don't like Wallace Shawn.
But he will do
that.
Every line... he'll do every Rex line from Toy Story. It's crazy. I don't understand.
No, he won't. how old is Fred Savage? 46.
Oh, that's a good guess. I'll go 44.
44 is correct. That's
oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, let's go to this guy. We've talked to him a couple of times. In fact, we play his music for Sports Chatter. How old is the White Stripes' own Jack White? And a message coming from my eyes. Seven Nation.
Hey, Janet, I'm going to have you go first.
I think he might be 50 this year.
Oh, that's a good guess. I'll go 51.
45.
Ooh.
What?
Sorry, Jack.
Yep. Ooh. Yep. He has not aged as well as Fred Savage, I'll say that.
Boy, no kidding.
Your next birthday, you know her from Witness, but you probably know her best as Tom Cruise, flight instructor on Top Gun. How old is Kelly McGillis?
Oh. Listen, can I ask you a personal question?
It depends.
Are you a good pilot?
I can hold my own.
Great. Then I won't have to worry about you making your living as a singer.
Oh.
I think she's going to be older than I think.
Yeah. Not asked to be part of the Top Gun reboot,
yeah.
FYI.
Is she 60? That sounds weird. How about 62?
Jeez. Top Gun came out in 86.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe you knew that.
2006. 34.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to say 62.
Except I just said that.
That's right, so you can't
I thought you said 60.
She said 62.
No, you're right. I did throw it around, then came down on 62.
63. 63 is correct.
Yeah!
Nice.
Oh, that was beautiful.
All right, your next birthday, you hear him on our sister station with Intelligence for Your Life. How old is John Tesh?
How do we prevent the dreaded lip wrinkles? We'll have that and more coming up today on Intelligence for Your Life.
Yeah! May I never have a show called Intelligence for Your Life.
We're dummies for your life.
Yes.
It's crazy, too.
Yeah, we are!
You know what? More fun.
Yes.
More fun like that.
You can find his video features with his wife, Connie Selica, and him giving you intelligence for your life.
I think they're probably older again. I'm going to say 64.
68
is correct.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Big Tesh fan here. Big Tesh fan.
And finally, this guy has been in so many great movies, won 2 Academy Awards, and he is America's everyman. How old is Tom Hanks?
You know, if going to him now and finding him so he can go home, if that earns me the right to get back to my wife, well, then that's my mission.
He's the best.
He's the best.
How old was I when Splash came out?
Oh my gosh. Just finished watching it yesterday.
You said it didn't hold up, right?
No. We started watching it and we had to put it on pause because it was just a little disturbing.
So watch Bachelor Party instead.
Is he? I don't know. I feel like these birthdays go up and I should guess over 68. But I don't think he is, so I'm saying 64 again.
64 is correct, Sue! Way to go! There you go.
Man, he was a baby when he started out.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Tom Hanks.
Yes.
One of America's treasures. All right, Sue Thomas, you're one of our treasures on the show. We love it when you fill in for Lance.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.